Hey there, everybody, and welcome to this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Alicia.
And viva Las Vegas, Alicia Dean.
I know. Well, I'm really excited to hear about Vegas because you guys were just there not too long ago.
I'm still exhausted.
Are you?
Sort of.
Well, yeah. You know, it is Vegas.
And daylight savings
what
time.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Not anymore.
For today, I want to hear all about it.
Well, I want enough money to retire from this job.
Woo!
Not really. It's playing an Elvis slot machine.
So, tell me about what you guys did while you were there.
So, what we did in Las Vegas is we announced that we will be having a brand new show and exhibition at the Westgate Hotel Resort, which is formerly the Las Vegas Hilton International Hotel, where Elvis first performed his record-breaking run there in Las Vegas.
He did a lot of shows.
He sure did, and that's where That's the Way It Is was filmed.
Oh, yeah.
And so that very hotel, that very showroom will be the home for an Elvis entertainment presence in Las Vegas, and also a nearly 30,000 square foot exhibition.
Wow, that's huge.
It really is. And, you know, it's going to be a great companion to Graceland, and it's going to focus on a lot of Elvis's ties to the city of Las Vegas, but it's also going to tell the full Elvis story from Tupelo and Memphis to Sun Studio and Graceland and his global appeal, Elvis Mania, the Army years, Hollywood. It's going to have it all.
Now, did you get goosebumps when you walked back into the big theater where Elvis actually performed?
I did. We kind of did a site scout a couple of weeks prior to, and walking in there, it was just, you know, kind of imagining Elvis there at the center stage. And we kind of got a little bit of the behind-the-scenes tour.
Oh, cool.
And we went up on the stage, and there is an original part of the stage that, since Elvis was there, he helped open the showroom.
Right.
They have not touched that piece of floor. So there's a square where Elvis would typically stop and kind of have a prayer before going out on stage. And the square where he stood, they've changed the floor. They've sanded it and restained it, except for that spot.
And you can tell it's like kind of worn. And
yeah, it's kind of, you know, it definitely looks older than the other parts.
That's so neat.
And it's just a very special spot. And we also went down to Elvis's dressing room, which is very much the way it was back then. But most importantly, we're excited about the exhibition because it's going to be fantastic. And our archivists, they would be here talking about it, but they're so busy getting ready for it.
They are beyond busy trying to figure out what's going to go in its right place to make
the
story fit.
Yeah, 30,000 square feet.
That's a lot of space.
That's a lot of space. That's like twice the size of Graceland.
Yeah.
The mansion itself.
That's true.
So that's a lot of space to fill. You know, most people's homes are kind of like 1,000 square feet.
Right.
If you don't live in New York City.
That's true.
You have like 150.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, yeah, it's going to be a great, massive exhibit. And, of course, opening April of this year, late April, around
right
the 23rd.
Around the corner.
Yes, right around the corner. So they are feverishly packing up things, and it's going to be really exciting. We're taking some cars with us.
Ooh.
So, going to be a fantastic exhibition. Las Vegas, Viva Las Vegas, here we come. And, of course, the movie is going to play a part in the exhibition as well, Viva Las Vegas.
As it should.
We've got
some great movie.
Some costumes from the movie that will be a part of the exhibition. So, it's going to be a fantastic display that's still coming together. So, there are a lot of secrets we can't tell just yet.
Of course not. Understandable. So, you guys went out to announce this huge undertaking. How was the actual announcement?
Yes, we had a big press event, and that's my primary role here at the company, is working with the press. So we had a very big press conference. There was only one room in the hotel that could handle it, because we had to have a very high ceiling for some of our artifacts that we put on display.
Right.
We also took some jumpsuits with us, but we had around 150 members of the press and notables from Las Vegas in the room to make the announcement that the exhibition and the show are coming to Las Vegas. And one of the notables in the room, of course, was managing partner of Graceland Holdings, Joel Weinschenker. So let's take a listen to part of what Joel had to say as he kind of outlays the vision for what will be taking place in Las Vegas.
It's with great care that we announce today that a permanent exhibition, the largest of its kind in North America outside of Memphis, a theater named after the king, which will continually celebrate his legacy, and a chapel not unlike the grounds at Graceland, where people can be joined together in an atmosphere of friendship and Southern hospitality unique to Graceland. Las Vegas is famous for being a city of what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I can promise each and every Graceland guest an experience they will be unable to keep to themselves, one that has been life-changing for many, including myself, and memorable for all.
So there you have it.
Wow, that's really cool. And he seems really excited about it.
Yeah, he really is. And this is part of his vision. He's come in with great enthusiasm as the new partner with the Presley family.
Yep.
You know, we have the new iPad tour and the archive studio, the exhibition in London, and now exhibition in Las Vegas. He's got a lot of ideas. He's an Elvis fan.
He is.
Who's behind the wheel.
Which is fantastic.
It really is. It's very exciting, and more Elvis fans and more places are going to see more of the King.
Well, Vegas doesn't know what is about to hit them. So
I know, the
I'm
return
really
of the King.
Excited. Hopefully, I will get to go out and visit. But if not, I'm sure we'll have some great footage and photos up on Graceland.com.
It's going to be fantastic. So more details coming soon on Graceland.com, as Leisha mentioned. And, of course, opening April 23rd, the big exhibition and show in Las Vegas. So more details to come. Until then, we'll see you next time on this edition of the Rubberneckin' Podcast. Bye, everybody.